Hey, everybody, it's Barry from the What Podcast.
Hey, it's Russ.
Hey, it's Brian, and we are giving away two tickets to Bonnaroo 2024. These are GA Plus, and they include camping. Russ, how do people get qualified?
We want to hear your top artists to play on the Bonnaroo 2024 lineup.
Call 423-667-7877 and tell us who we should check out. It's the What Podcast. Thanks.
The expression from the music inspired me so much to take risks, and it inspired damn near the whole rap game.
Hello again, I'm Adam Unz. You may know me as the host of The Opus, and now I'm bringing my own show, The Spark Parade, to the Consequence Podcast Network. I speak with artists and creatives about the cultural artifacts that spark their personal interest and creativity, whether it's music, books, movies, video games, or any other kind of art.
I've never spoke about it in this amount of detail. I'm suddenly going, oh my God, I'm blowing my own mind here, Christ. It's actually a giant part of my life.
By talking about the things we love, we share and discover insights into our personality and the things that drive us.
It's just magic, really. I mean, frustrating. And it makes some people angry, but I don't think anyone's ever done anything like it.
I speak with people like Connor Oberst, Phoenix's Thomas Mars, Chris Gethard, Helen Hong, Adrian Young, and more, so their sparks of inspiration can start a fire in you.
I'm grateful for those who continue to put our history and who we are as a people in the forefront and make you see it.
Find the Spark Parade wherever you get your podcasts.
Tour set, pop!
Hey, welcome back. I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and this is Stanning BTS.
Yes!
Yes! Welcome to another wonderful episode where we get to hang out for about an hour and just talk about BTS.
What a wonderful hour it is, too. But disclaimer, this is a comedy fangirl podcast. That means that we're going to fangirl, laugh, and learn a little bit along the way.
Yep, that's right. This is an explicit podcast, though, so if you aren't cool with that, you can dip out now. We won't blame you.
Totally. But if you're down for some, it's our 50th
fucking episode,
then you're in the right place. So as a celebration of our 50th episode today, we are reflecting over this past year of 2018.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to talk about how and why we started this podcast, how the podcast has grown and changed so much.
Yeah,
like,
a lot.
Wow. Mm-hmm. How we've grown as ARMY and as individuals.
Yeah.
And just some of our favorite moments and things that we'd like to reflect on as we approach the new year, and also our 1 year anniversary for this podcast.
Yeah.
Coming up very soon.
February. Yeah. Yeah. That'll be our 1 year anniversary.
Yeah.
I just think it's so cool how the 50th episode is like the last week of this year.
Yes. we totally didn't plan it, but it's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But before we get into it, we have to thank you wonderful ARMYs for being here and for supporting us. If you're a fan of this show and you want to show your support for us, you can do that by telling people about this podcast,
mm-hmm.
spreading the word. But you could also write a review on iTunes or Apple Podcasts or really whatever platform you listen on. And if you want to go above and beyond and just show us more support than that, you can do that by donating monthly on our Patreon or on our PayPal.
Yeah. So if you'd like to make a one-time donation, you can do that at paypal.me/standingbtspodcast. Again, your support helps us to improve the quality of our content and to continue putting out weekly episodes. And any type of support is super appreciated.
Yep. Okay, so let's talk about just
how we came up with the podcast,
yeah.
like this idea of doing a podcast together,
yeah.
which I think we've maybe talked about this in our first episode, but
literally, that was 50 episodes ago.
Oh my gosh.
Don't go listen. Like,
don't.
It's so cringy.
It's so bad.
Oh, God.
Oh, it's really painful.
So I guess it all started like around Christmas last year.
Yeah, because we were both on Christmas break,
mm-hmm.
and we were hanging out here at my place, and we were just sitting and talking about how I was moving back to St. Louis. Because
mm-hmm.
we had both been super spoiled in Kansas City, because we were just, like, hanging out, like, five times a week.
Literally
watching BTS, fangirling together.
Yes.
And then when I was moving back to St. Louis for field work, it was kind of like, who am I gonna fangirl with now? Yeah. Like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah. And we were so, like, scared of losing that aspect. Mm-hmm. Or, like, we were also, like, we weren't ready to let that go. And we didn't want our love of BTS to fade because, like, we didn't have someone close to us to share it with. So, mm-hmm. like, I don't know who, I think we were just kind of hanging out here,
yeah.
talking on your yeah. couch, but I don't remember who brought up the idea.
Yeah.
We were fans of other podcasts, like, mm-hmm. you got me into My Favorite Murder.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then we always listened to that, and, like, so mm-hmm. they weren't a new thing to us, yeah. but, like...
Yeah, we both appreciated podcasts.
For
so
sure.
I think we were just sitting on the couch, and one of us was like, man, I'm going to miss each other. We're going to miss each other, whatever. But we were also just talking about BTS. Mm-hmm. And we're like, we could totally have a podcast about BTS. Like, we would have so much to talk about.
Yeah.
And we were like, let's fucking do it. So Corey had his mic and I grabbed it. And oh my gosh, I don't even know where that episode is. It's gone. It was never posted. It was awful.
Terrible. Like, the sound quality was fucked
we
up.
We were using Audacity.
We didn't know anything. I'm like, we knew nothing about doing a podcast about, like,
no.
even, I mean, at all.
So we had to figure it out.
Yeah.
So I had a friend who has a podcast, mm-hmm. and I talked to him, like, hey, what do I do? Like, how do I even get that going? And he told me about Podbean, which is, like, what all of our episodes are streamed out through. So that's mm-hmm. our host site.
Yeah.
And they've been incredible.
Just helping us, like, get on other platforms
yeah,
and just,
yeah.
like, being supportive and whatever. They're awesome.
Uh-huh. I hit them up in the chat, like, what's wrong? I can't figure it out. And they're like, okay, here you go. Like,
yeah.
they're super helpful.
Yeah.
But they've been a terrific host site. And then, I mean, it just kind of went from there. We had to learn how to edit.
Oh, God.
So.
Oh, my God. So this was, like, awful at the beginning because
yeah.
I was, like, I mean, still... not as broke, okay, but mm-hmm. I was so broke,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't have anything to edit on. I had,
mm-hmm.
like, an old HP computer from college that just sucked.
Yeah.
And, like, I didn't have GarageBand, which is, like, what we used. When we first started recording, I recorded at your sister Brittany's condo every week on her GarageBand with her microphone,
mm-hmm.
And you recorded here, and, you had to edit, like, the first 17 episodes
yeah.
on your own
mm-hmm.
without knowing. Nobody taught you. You had
yeah.
to figure the fuck out on your own. The first few took you, like, 10, 15 hours. Like, so much time.
It took me way too long.
Yeah.
And I was starting my field work.
Mm-hmm.
It was right in the midst of my field work. And so I was really focused on that. And I'm like, man, I should have just, taken the time to go on YouTube and just...
Learn
how to do it, but I didn't. I just kind of messed with shit, and every week the episode sounded different because
mm-hmm.
I was just messing with it. And I'm like, well, at least they can hear us and understand what we're saying. That's all that matters. But, like, I've definitely gotten to be such a perfectionist with
yeah.
it, especially the sound quality.
Yeah.
So naturally, it took me a longer time to edit. It still, to this day, takes me longer to edit than you.
Mm-hmm.
But back then, I didn't know what I was doing. It was all a learning process, so it would take me, like, 10, 13 hours.
Yeah.
It was, I don't know how I had the time to do it.
I don't know either. And honestly, like, it was so stressful
mm-hmm.
for you. And I think because of that, because
mm-hmm.
it was so much on your end that you
mm-hmm.
were doing, that led to us getting in a lot of fights.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
the first, we had been friends for years before
mm-hmm.
we started this, but, like, we never had to work together collaboratively on a big project that we both really cared about. Like,
yeah.
from the beginning, we've called this, like, a passion project.
Yeah.
Right? Like, we're doing
that's
it.
That's what it is.
We're doing it because we love BTS
yeah.
and we love talking about it. And, but, like, the stress of you editing and all that time every week, like,
mm-hmm.
we just, it was, I'm stressed out, I don't have time, and then, like, just miscommunication things,
mm-hmm.
like, we really, there were times, like, we would end an episode and just, like, we bitch
at
each other
yeah.
on the phone.
Yeah, like, for, like, a whole nother hour after.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember at least two times where... right when we would, like, sign off,
mm-hmm.
you know, thanks for listening and thanks for standing BTS. We'd end the recording, and then all of a sudden, something that happened, like, 35
minutes
yes. ago in the episode.
And it'd be like, one person wouldn't even know that the other person was fucking
mad,
pissed
yeah.
for the rest of the time. And, like,
yeah.
then we're like, what the fuck? Like,
yeah.
both of us. So
it took a lot of learning, but really what's come from it is, like, we've grown a lot as friends.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, we have not fought since, like, spring.
Yeah.
It was really those first couple of months and just getting the hang of it
mm-hmm.
that was stressful, and just getting to know each other better and yeah. our differences and similarities, and it took learning, and I feel like I've grown a lot of self-awareness mm-hmm. from it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just like in the way that you talk about things or approach yeah. things or whatever, and well, we both have.
It's not just you, but like the more I'm like, wow, if that like hurt her feelings or upset her, I can't imagine like for all of these hundreds of other listeners or how, you know, whatever,
yeah,
like what they're thinking or how I could potentially say something that could potentially harm them or hurt them. Yeah. So I'm like, I've just become so much more aware, and I like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's been such a big personal growth for both of us. And mm-hmm. what helped is that I got a computer that I could edit on. So like, I think that also contributed to like mm-hmm. the fights kind of ending, but also like, I mean, a lot went into us figuring out how we wanted to format each episode, yeah. like how much time it took to research or whatever. We've gotten better
even
at it.
Even just topics.
Even just picking topics at the beginning yeah. because it seemed so vast to us. Mm-hmm. I mean, like our fourth episode was about an article, like a random Billboard article.
Yeah, yeah.
And now like we have so much more experience. We know like Billboard like shits out articles every other week about BTS. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, it was just a big learning curve.
Yeah,
but, you know, we've learned a lot, so. Yeah,
and we haven't just grown as, like, individuals. Like, we've grown as armies. Mm-hmm. I know we're going to talk about this later on.
Yeah.
But we really have. Like, from back in February of 2018 up until December of 2018. Because everyone goes through stages of being an army, and it's just interesting to reflect and see how we've changed.
Mm-hmm. But before we talk about our changes in ARMY, let's just recap some personal changes, like, in our personal lives, because
this has been a big year for the both of us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, I graduated college last December, right before we started this podcast.
Yeah.
And then the following May, mm-hmm. you graduated OT school.
Yeah.
Huge deal.
Yeah. But we got to walk together.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Because our tiny college does not have a ceremony for mm-hmm. winter graduates. So, yeah, we walked together, which was awesome. And we both made our graduation caps, like, decorated them like BTS.
BTS themed.
Yeah, since
and, like, our occupation, like, in there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. so since I speak Spanish and teach Spanish mm-hmm. on my graduation cap, I put habla español and stan BTS uh-huh. and like decorated it super cute. I was really proud of that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I forgot what mine said. I think it was stan occupational therapy,
yes.
stan BTS.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then you had like pictures of every member with like flowers around them.
It was super
so
gaudy.
Cute. It was so cute.
And, like, you could see, like, the strings of the hot glue gun. I'm so not artistic.
You're not crafty. shortly after that, I got my first teaching position and completed my first semester. Just like last week, first semester of teaching.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
That's awesome.
It was like, I loved it.
You
like,
rocked it.
Girl.
You did.
Thank you.
And really, I never thought that you were like super stressed out or super overwhelmed.
No.
You definitely had moments where you're like, I've got to get shit done this week.
Mm-hmm.
But you were never super overwhelmed or, you know, stressed.
I am proud of myself because I felt like I was really good at staying on top of it. Like, mm-hmm. I get to school a half hour earlier than I need to, and sometimes mm-hmm. I stay a little later just mm-hmm. to make sure that I have shit done that I mm-hmm. need to get done. And like, I really enjoyed every, like, I really only had, like, one bad day.
Yeah, like one. I remember that day.
It was a really bad day.
Yeah. Rightfully, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But besides that, I've enjoyed every aspect of it. It's just been wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Well, so at the beginning of this year, up until June, is when I was doing field work.
Mm-hmm.
And so then after field work, I graduated. But I got to walk, like, a little bit earlier because we walked in May. It was confusing.
Yeah.
But after I finished that, then I was studying for my boards.
Mm. Oh, my God. That was so stressful.
I was studying for my boards, and, oh, man, that was rough. But I passed my boards my first time around. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm going to fail.
And I was like, no, you're not. Bethany, all through college, she was always that person who studied just a little bit, but she really pays attention in class. She's never on her phone. She's like really attentive. But then after every single test, she's like, I fucking bombed that.
Well, because
like,
people would study a lot. And then I'm like, I'm just not motivated enough, I feel like. So I would I studied a good amount, but that would give me anxiety. Like, I should have studied more. And then I would go in thinking, but I felt confident, but I was also just doubting myself. I've always been that way.
But you always know it. And she always passes. So she passed her boards.
So I passed my boards, and then I got my first job. But I have some big news, and I've been waiting to tell you guys. Like, this happened on my birthday. So November 29th, on my birthday, I had an interview for a job, and they offered me it. And so I'm moving to Washington State.
Yeah.
come January 1st is when I leave. Yeah. So I've been super stressed. So not only did we have that HYYH part one episode that was such a bitch to edit and was like the worst, I've been like holding this back. Like, I've been so stressed having to pack and get ready because
prepare.
Yeah. So I'm like a travel therapist.
Yeah. She got a job with an agency that she gets to be a traveling OT. So basically traveling OTs, they go and fill positions all over the country where people are taking like leave for whatever reason, like for surgery, maternity leave, paternity leave.
Which is really cool.
Yeah.
But a lot of places they're just like looking for someone to fill and they just keep getting temps. So I'm moving to Washington for my first 13-week assignment.
Yeah.
And I'm so excited. Yeah. I cannot wait. Also, I know we have listeners in Washington, so you guys should totally hit me up, because I'm going to have to, like, download Bumble Friends. I don't even know the apps anymore, but there's, like, a Bumble where you can just find friends.
Yeah.
I'm going to be lonely. I guess I have Corey, my dog.
Rest assured, you guys, we will still do this podcast every week.
Yeah.
This will, we've been long distance for the majority, like talking. This is how we do it. Mm-hmm. We talk on the phone with headphones in, and then I record on my track on my GarageBand on my computer, and you do yours on your computer. So, like, it's not going to go away.
No, we're going to keep doing it.
Yeah, we just...
We don't know when we're going to be together.
Again,
The thing I'm most upset about is ship episodes.
Yeah, because we've been
That's tradition.
We have to be together for that, because the process for those... We have a cup, right, with all of the names. We have to shake it. We draw them out together. And then after we record that little segment, we go right then and we do research together. And it's so amazing to be able to investigate together.
And like, especially something so as fun, like so much fun as a ship episode.
Yes.
And some of the best, absolute best research.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to try to do those again, or maybe we'll be able to, like, FaceTime or something doing them. But the internet, we don't know how that's going to be, like, wherever you are. So, anyways, but don't worry. We're still going to post every week.
Yeah, we're going to do it every week.
This is basically just so amazing for Bethany and her husband, Corey, because this has been, like, a dream of hers for so long.
Well, we both want to travel, and this is, like, I get to do my job and travel.
Yeah.
It's really unique and awesome. I'm so excited.
Yeah. Also, this past summer, I had my one-year wedding anniversary, my husband Jordan.
Which it was so cute what you guys did.
Oh, yeah. 1 year. I planned more than we actually ended up doing. Uh-huh. But we've lived in Kansas City for like 5 or 6 years now. Mm-hmm. But there's like a lot of things there that we haven't done. Like they have this big amusement water park called Worlds of Fun. We had never been there. Mm-hmm. They have a really nice zoo. We had never been to the zoo.
You've never been to the zoo?
No.
What?
I know. So we went to the zoo one day and we got like rained on, like drenched in the afternoon. We had just gone, they have this like ski lift that goes over what they call the Sahara, and it's basically all of the animals it's so cool.
Yeah.
It's like all of the animals from Africa all living on this big like field that looks like, you know, just grasslands.
Yeah.
And you get to ride this ski lift over it. It's really awesome.
Mm-hmm.
We had just gone on it and then they wouldn't let us ride back because they said it was gonna start raining.
No,
so
we
were on the other completely opposite side of the fucking zoo, like like a 15-minute walk from the tram to take you back to the normal part, and we just got drenched. And we knew the rain was coming, but we stopped and played on a playground.
Oh, that's so fun and cute.
It was really fun. And then the next day, we went to Worlds of Fun and got fucking sunburnt, and we had a reservation to a really nice, like, restaurant. Yeah. Oh, like, I don't even remember what it was, but really nice. Mm-hmm. And we didn't even end up going. I think we ordered...
What?
No, because we were so tired from Worlds of Fun, and, like, we just ended up, like, ordering Chinese or something and eating at home, but it was really sweet.
That's fun, though.
It was fun.
Takeout.
Yeah.
I also got married. That happened a couple months ago. Lots of just big shit.
We got fucking tattoos.
We got fucking tattoos.
We got matching tattoos.
Mm-hmm, together.
BTS, Love Yourself, her cover art, the flowers.
Yeah.
The LOVE.
On our forearms.
On our forearms. Bethany's mm-hmm. first tattoo.
Yep.
Yep.
Your second.
My second.
Yeah.
Now, like, wherever we go in the world, we'll have the same tattoo.
Yeah,
fucking rad.
And then lastly, we saw BTS in concert.
We fucking saw them with our own eyes.
Definitely one of the biggest highlights of the year.
One of the...
Hands down.
For sure. Like, that's what I was thankful for on Thanksgiving.
Yeah. I should have said that.
Missed opportunity.
Okay. So... That's just kind of what has happened over this past year, like, relating to us and things that have gone on besides the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll just talk about changes that we've kind of gone through related to BTS and because of this podcast.
Yeah.
So what I was saying before is, like, we've really grown as ARMY, because when we started this podcast, I don't know, we had been into BTS not even a year at that point.
Like 7 months, 8 months,
mm-hmm.
not that long.
Somewhere around there.
Yeah.
And so we were just kind of reflecting on how ARMY, when you get into BTS, you kind of start off as like a no-jammer. I mean, really, because you don't know what's going on. You don't know really hardly anything unless you just like hop on Stan Twitter like right off the bat. I know everything.
Yo, what's up? I'm brand new. Teach me. Like, you know... The way that we learned about BTS was we went back and we watched all of their old shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the No Jams video was fucking new to us in 2017.
And funny.
And funny to us. And now people, like, shit on people for liking it. And it's like, well, it's just, like, the process.
It's the process.
Of becoming an ARMY and them wanting to know everything that they've ever done.
Mm-hmm. Or liking certain members and then, like, not really caring for other members.
Oh, my God.
I think everyone does that at the beginning. You're not just, like, right off the bat, OT7.
No. At the beginning, okay, truthfully,
unless you're just too cool.
You're just woke from the beginning.
Woke.
At the beginning, like, I really loved Jimin, mm-hmm. really loved Yoongi, really loved Taeyang. I liked the other members, but, like, I really didn't care that much about them or, like, to learn about them. Like,
mm-hmm.
that's just... You really can't be into... I don't know how you could be into all of them so much all at once.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, that's how it was. But then, through the process of catching up on them, like, going back and watching all of their old stuff and, like, really doing this podcast, like, every single week, the different topics, learning about a different aspect of them every week, really, I feel like, gave me, like, a whole new appreciation.
Oh, for sure. Like... Focusing just on the dance line, focusing just on the rap line, focusing just on the Maknae line,
mm-hmm.
focusing just on Namjoon himself, focusing on J-Hope's mixtape. I mean, really, all of that has had us grown to love every single member and admire them
mm-hmm.
for all of the special talent that they bring to the table.
Yeah.
Because they really are... I'm going to get emotional. They really are just so unique, every single one of them.
Yeah.
And I just love getting to learn their personality, getting to... focus in on just, like, one part of the song where it's just they're singing the chorus for this or this verse, and just focusing in on that and really getting to appreciate their vocals or rap or visuals or whatever. And so, OT7.
OT7.
We're so OT7 now.
As we sit here right now
in
a Jimin jacket and a Taeyeon jacket
mm-hmm.
with a BT21 shirt that I'm wearing with all of them, and Bethany's wearing RJ...
Headband.
An RJ headband. Like... God, and then my phone background has all 7 of them.
Does
like,
it?
It's not just one anymore. I mean,
I have Taeguk.
Well, some things never change.
I've been a take-back shipper from the start.
But
speaking of ships.
Oh, my God.
Through this episode, your main ship changed.
Minjun.
Yeah.
It used to be Yunmin from the beginning because, I mean, I really loved Jimin, really loved Yoongi. So Yunmin was just a natural ship. It's a
popular
ship.
That was your OTP.
Yeah. Like, I love them, but that Minjun ship series episode, that's why I love the ship series, because we literally go into some of them without knowing anything.
I mean, at the beginning, I will have to say, our Minjun episode is that's in my top five episodes.
Yeah.
I go back and re-listen to that one, because I just love it. Because when we pulled Jimin and Namjoon, we just busted in laughter. I mean, we were just cracking up, like, what is this recording? We had to stop the recording. We had to collect ourselves and come back.
Yeah.
And say, like, okay, the ship is Minjun. Or Namin.
Yeah. But I have come around to calling it Minjun. It's just easier.
I think it flows better.
Yeah.
Whatever. Namin, I've said this hundreds of times.
You think it sounds like Namjoon?
It sounds just like it. It threw me off.
Another change is that, like,
Our bias lists
are totally fucked up.
Totally.
Like, our first episode is completely irrelevant.
Really.
I mean, the only thing that is the same is that our biases are still our biases.
Yeah.
But everybody else on it, for me, it changes all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Jungkook went from being, like, solidly at the bottom of mine, mm-hmm. along with Jin at the bottom. And I don't know what it was. I don't know.
They just didn't, stand out to you.
Yeah, at all.
And you weren't, focusing on them or taking the time to learn about them. You were you were into Jimin, you were into Yoongi, mm-hmm. and you watched those fan cams and you listened to their songs and it was whatever. But
and now,
you just,
Yeah, they kill me all the time. The rap line kills me. Mm-hmm. It just...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think because of Taehyung, my bias list was solid. Taehyung, Jungkook.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had that dream about Jin, which Jin was at the bottom of my list. I mean, really.
Yeah. Oh,
if I'm being honest.
He solidly was at the bottom of your list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I had this dream.
He came for you in your fucking dreams.
Really? With those lips. And those worldwide shoulders.
He tried to kiss you.
He did. And I turned him away. What the fuck? But now he's like... locked in, mm-hmm. number two, right there.
Solid. But, really, we have developed such a deeper love and appreciation for every member, mm-hmm. just, by doing an episode on each one of them.
Mm-hmm.
So glad that we finally did Yoongi.
I mean, wow, I'm glad we got him in before the year ended, because they all were completed. That series is complete.
Put a bookend on that one, finally.
Yeah.
And truly, we fell in love with every piece of music that BTS gave us this year, from Hope World and Mono.
Hope World was the very first one to come out.
Hope World was fucking amazing.
It went Hope World, Tear, then Answer and then Mono.
Tear, fucking Tear.
I know.
That's for all time one of their best albums.
I agree.
People still say it's their best album right now.
Yeah.
But Outro Tear, amazing.
Yeah.
Fake Love is really good. Every song in between. I mean, that was
Paradise.
Our album
Magic Shop.
I just was listening to that earlier and I was like, fucking, this is so good.
Yeah. But I think that's my favorite album review,
mm-hmm.
is our album review for Tear.
Yeah.
Because we were together for most of these. Mm-hmm. I don't know about Hope World, but it was just getting to listen to the album over and over with each other, look at the lyrics, reflect on the meaning of the songs, just the progression from Singularity all the way down to Outro Tear. I mean, that episode was one of the best.
Yeah, one of our favorites to record and to research. And just, I think we had a great time that day. And the episode was so fun to do.
We recorded in Brittany's room. We were, sipping on coffee.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and we had candles lit, essential mm-hmm. oils. It was just nice.
Yeah.
And that episode, maybe wouldn't have ever come around had we not added in more of that, analytical aspect. I think the first one of those that we really analyzed, we did Eutheria, we did other things, but I had an interest, I've always had an interest in music with lyrics.
Uh-huh.
So with BTS, for me to really connect with them, I always wanted to look at their lyrics and then always mm-hmm. wanted to dive deeper.
Mm-hmm.
So when we really started this podcast, we were really just fangirling.
Yeah.
That was really all we were doing
it for. It was the premise, really, was to fangirl together and to just talk about how hot they are and how much we love them. And yeah. They're amazing.
Not much more substance than that. Yeah. But like what happened was that we just became so fucking obsessed and interested in like every kind of facet of their music or their music video or like the dance line and rap line and like everything that we could find out about them. Mm-hmm. And just like this analysis just became such a big part of every episode too. I feel like now we've grown from just being fangirl to having such a good balance that I'm so proud of between like learning and growing and analyzing and also having a fuck ton of fun, like just fangirling and going crazy over them.
And that's, I mean, I think we have such a good balance with that. And especially with like our most recent episode with HYYH Part 1. I just know that episode like the back of my hand, guys. Yeah. But we start off so detailed oriented and we really look into every little aspect of their trailers and we focus in on the meanings of everything and really what BTS is trying to tell us and their message. Mm-hmm. And then we get to Dope, which is way over halfway through the episode, but we get to Dope and it's just the most fangirly thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
But it's just so great to have both because that's really I think what ARMYs relate to. Like we all just appreciate them and we really respect them as individuals, but we also just love how hot they are and we love to like scream and say they're, you know, so talented.
Yeah. Don't fucking look at me like that.
Yeah, and, exactly.
And I think like just like it's just fun that we get to do that. And I also think we get so detail-oriented because we feel like we owe it to you guys who are listening. Like, we want to give you guys the best information. Mm-hmm. Like, we never want to say something that's, like, not...
Incorrect.
Yeah, that's incorrect. Yeah. So that's why when anyone emails us a correction or, like, tweets us something, we're like, oh my god, thank you so much for letting us know.
But and you guys are always so kind about it. You're never snooty. Like, you're just like, hey, I just wanted to let you know what you said about this. Also, blah, blah, blah. And it's always so kindly put.
Yeah, which is like just wonderful.
You guys are all incredible.
Seriously.
You make our day.
Every day. So we got to do, like we said, Love Yourself 2 review. We did the Love Yourself Answer review. Mm-hmm. Eutheria, like I said, one of our first like big thinking ones. Man, and then all of our Era music video episodes and our other analysis. Like we got the chair choreography.
That's a good one.
Singularité.
You came up with that one.
Yeah. And very good camera.
Yeah.
Man.
That one was interesting. We learned a lot with that.
Because we didn't know that it was basically like a petty like comeback.
It really was.
For that awful fucking camera work. Yeah. Or whatever that
it was a big F you.
Was it a Gaio?
I thought it might be a
Gaio. I think it was a Gaio.
I gotta look it up.
We're only interested because Gaio just happened. But something that like also has changed, at least with me, through the process of doing this podcast where it's become like, oh, we have to research. Like I got in a groove of like, I'm doing research on Sunday, typing up on the Google Doc, and then we record on Monday. I just find myself fangirling less. During the week I don't really consume any like YouTube content, like fan cams or edits or whatever. I rarely even watch a music video anymore, to be honest. Like sometimes I'll go back if something's like in my head.
I would say the most content I consume is through social media, so through Twitter and through Instagram, and then occasionally if I see something there, I'll be like, oh, wow, I got to go watch this. And then I'll go on YouTube and watch something. But when we first started, we were super into, like, fan cams and edits, which I still occasionally watch. Like,
But
it's just a lot less. It's stepped down.
We just, like, mostly listen to their music.
And, all the time.
Consume stuff, like, me on Twitter, you on Instagram.
Yeah.
And then, like, we watch new things when they come out, but maybe not immediately. You know, like, we just watched the SBS Gaio performances, and those came out a few days ago. Honestly, I just think it has a lot to do with, like, the work of this podcast, like, how much time we put into it every week. And, like we said before, like, sometimes it can feel like a job. Like, especially last week for you, that was more stressful than your actual job.
It was more stressful than my actual job.
But, like, through all of it, I think we still love BTS so much, if not more. And it's just because of, like, how much we've learned.
Yeah.
And, like, we get to spend time finding something new about them every week, which is super rad.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah. Like, I found things that make me passionate, new things to be passionate about with them every week. And it's just, cool.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I feel like I wouldn't normally get that if I wasn't doing this podcast.
Yeah.
Because just actively seeking new information about BTS that I just haven't thought about diving into before.
Right.
Things like BTS producers. That's something I'm really excited to research in the future because mm-hmm. I don't know much about it.
Right.
But it's definitely an episode we'll get to at some point.
Yeah.
And then that week will be all about Supreme Boy and Slow Rabbit.
Yeah. Adora.
Adora.
God, I gotta learn about her.
I love her in Seesaw.
I just feel like she has to be a badass bitch.
Oh, I'm
like,
sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait to learn about them. Let's do that next.
Okay.
But yeah, so in terms of the podcast, we'll talk about some things that have changed within the podcast. Mm.
It's gone through a lot of changes.
Yeah.
First of all, 3 different intros.
We got to talk about that.
Oh my god. So, to remind you,
this was the lowest moment, I believe, for the podcast.
Yeah.
The most we've ever considered, like,
Not doing it.
Mm-hmm. And it wasn't even really considering it. It was just kind of lockdown defense mode.
It was
at least on my end.
It was like, do we want to post next week? Do we want to take time and then come back later?
And just the anxiety and anticipation of what to expect with a new post.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what happened was we went viral in a very bad way.
Mm-hmm.
We don't even know who started it or what, but like somebody recorded, like just screen recorded our intro song, which like it was our old intro song. You can still listen to it on old episodes.
It's still there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bethany's sister Brittany recorded herself just singing like the fan chant with this like jingle that she put together really beautiful. And then it was like a few seconds over like our first few words, like our hey, welcome back.
Yeah.
And somebody screen recorded that, put it on like Instagram and Twitter, and was like making fun of how
the names were pronounced.
The names were pronounced, mm-hmm. and also making fun of like, hey, welcome back. Like, who do they think they are? Like, people just making awful.
Oh, really? See, I didn't read many of them. I saw a handful, and I was like, nope, sick to my stomach. Don't want to read anymore.
Yeah, just awful. I mean, accounts with like 40,000, like 80,000 people following them, like, tweeted it. And the amount of, like, retweets and likes and comments that were on some of those posts were just awful.
Nasty.
Like, we
hateful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You deleted your social media.
Yeah. I straight up, while I was studying for my boards, mm-hmm. I said, can't do this right now. Yeah. I take my exam in a week.
That's why it was even more stressful.
Oh, it was so bad. I said, I can't look at this right now because it really was making me physically sick just mm-hmm. because of my anxiety. And so I remember just, like, going to Breadco. I was like, you know what? I have to focus, and I don't want to look at this, and straight up deleted my Twitter app and my Instagram app.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I know I'll be tempted to go back and look at it or see what else is being said, or if it's going even more viral or whatever, but I just got rid of it.
Yeah.
I'm a very, when it comes to, like, fight or flight, I definitely flee, and so I just went into lockdown mode and said, can't do this right now.
Well,
I'll get back on when it dies down. I knew it would die down, mm-hmm. and it did.
That was something that was comforting to me, is, like, I'm, like, social media, especially, like, Stan Twitter and, like, Instagram, like, Stan Instagram, like, things go so fast.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, it's gonna die down.
Yeah.
But you're a lot more sensitive
Thank you.
To that, you know? And, like, yes. I grew up in an environment where I had to grow a thick skin.
Uh-huh.
And so even though, like, my feelings might kind of get hurt, mm-hmm. mostly I'm just like, fuck you. I don't give a shit about, like, whatever.
Yeah.
And I just, like, I get mad.
Yeah.
Like, that's my defense. Yeah. I get really mad. And I also, it's hard for me to care that much because I'm like, I don't know these people. Like, the people who listen to the podcast and like it, they listen and they like it. So
mm-hmm.
who the fuck cares about these random ass people? Even though their army, and I can't believe that they're mm-hmm. acting like this,
mm-hmm.
like, whatever, you know?
But even from that, like, some people are new to the podcast, and they'll be listening, and then they'll hear about that, and they'll email us or message us on Instagram or Twitter and be like, hey, I just recently listened to whatever episode it was that we talked about it, but they were like, we had several people from Korea say, I'm Korean, and I don't think, like, it's really that terrible of a pronunciation.
Yeah, you don't have pronunciation issues, it's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyways, what came from it is we ended up coming up with 2 other mm-hmm. intros.
Mm-hmm.
So we had Brittany re-record it with the actual pronunciation, the correct pronunciation of them.
Mm-hmm.
But then it was just hearing the jingle and then this new way of her singing
Same.
It sounded even weirder. It was just, I thought, well, I'll get used to it after a couple weeks.
No.
We never warmed up to it. We were like, this isn't thing.
That's not it, yeah.
Then there's like two episodes where it's just like the jingle, like the instrumental without
Let's just do that for a minute.
Yeah.
We even, before Brittany re-recorded that, we tried to like do it ourselves. Like we recorded ourselves.
Oh my God.
Oh God, do you remember? We posted a clip on Instagram.
That?
I don't know. It's probably on my Snapchat. But like, it was, if I find it, I'll post it on Patreon.
Yeah.
But it was just fucking, we both sounded tone deaf.
Yeah. And
we're both individually pretty good singers.
Yeah.
But like, we tried to sing the jingle, the original one, and we sounded like two second graders who have never sang before in their lives. Like, it was
so bad.
We were crying.
We were crying. We were laughing so hard because it was so puny.
It was so awful. And then finally, mm-hmm. we got your friend Dylan.
Dylan, yeah.
And he made us our intro, which we have now. We love it. It's so hype. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just, we love how Namjoon, like, introduces it. And it's just fun. It's Idol. I mean, we fucking love Idol. So.
It really gets us pumped. And you guys have said that it gets you pumped, too. So, we love it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We used to do promos every week. That was like a stressor thing, too. That was something that we got in fights over because, like, you were editing every week.
Yeah.
So I was like, I need to do something also since I didn't have the ability to edit. So I would make these like promos. I don't know what episode I stopped doing it, but I would like edit these pictures and like put like edit words on it with like the title of that episode. And then I would put them out and run ads on Instagram and on Facebook. I couldn't do it on Twitter because like it's like $50 for one ad on Twitter.
Ridiculous.
But on Facebook and Instagram, because they're owned, it's all owned by Facebook.
Yeah.
It's like you can do like as low as $5, but I would do like $10 every week or like $12 and it just became a lot. So we stopped doing it, but like that was something that was like a big thing. It was like, here's a new episode, here's a big like picture about it. And I'd like to get back to doing that. Like, I liked doing it. I don't know, one week I didn't do it, I forgot, I didn't have time or whatever, and I never went
back
to it.
And I used to just write the descriptions.
All of the descriptions.
I used to be way more into the descriptions, and now I'm like, in this episode, we talk about Minhyun Ki. That's it.
Thanks for listening.
No. I used to be really into it, but that's something I've kind of slacked on to, I guess.
We used to write on paper for our notes,
Our Demonic and Wild episode, it's on paper.
Yeah.
I still have it.
Oh, my God.
I really do.
That was a long time ago. Or we didn't even have notes, or we just had, like, bullet points in our notes on our phones.
Uh-huh.
Like, nothing substantial.
Uh-huh.
Again, when we started this podcast, we did not anticipate, like, how organized and, like, put together we needed to be successful for an episode.
Yeah.
Like, really, learning how to format an episode.
Yeah.
An intro, an outro, an organized middle. Adding a disclaimer was a big thing.
Yeah. So, this was another thing that kind of happened was we had gotten a couple emails from moms. And I took this stuff, like, super serious. I'm like, okay, they are sending this to us because they're actually concerned. So, mothers were concerned that we were cussing in the episode. And I thought, okay, it does say we're an explicit podcast. We are marked explicit on all platforms.
Yeah.
But I thought, well, we can put out a disclaimer, and that's really all we can do, because this is our podcast, and we cuss in it. And it's like, I agree, it's not appropriate for
a younger audience.
Yeah,
and that's not
audience,
what
exactly.
we intend it to be for. Like, if you're, we don't intend children to necessarily listen to this.
Yeah.
If you let your children, okay, like, that's fine.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have a problem with children, like, being around cursing. I just think it's part of language.
Yeah.
But, like,
we've had the disclaimer for a while now.
Yeah.
But I remember getting a couple emails from moms, and I was like, okay, we should probably put out a disclaimer, because this is inappropriate content, and so, even though it's marked explicit. So we put the disclaimer in. It's there to stay, but that's something that's changed.
Yeah. But it makes us more responsible for, like, our content and, you know, just letting people know, if you don't like that aspect, like, this is not for you.
Yeah.
And that's okay. You don't have to listen. It's not going to hurt our feelings.
Yeah, it's fine. One big thing that is really important to me and valuable to me is the sound quality of the podcast. Mm-hmm. I think because I became so invested at the beginning, because I was the only one editing for so long, that was just a goal of mine throughout this whole year, is to get it better.
Yeah.
So the first couple episodes, I cannot listen to. But we have a system now. I think that's something we can continue to improve on. We definitely still edit a little bit different. We still kind of have differences in our tracks, but it's coming along for sure.
And I just got a new microphone for Christmas.
Yeah.
So last week, the Mama episode was the first one with that microphone. Mm-hmm. So if I sounded a little different, I feel like I sounded a little warmer. Mm-hmm. But I'll have
to... You always sound warm.
It's just my voice.
Yeah, I'm jealous.
But I'll just have to... We'll have to figure out how to... you know, change my mic settings to fit yours better and whatever over time. But hopefully I won't have any like awful feedback anymore that I used to have with that other microphone. Mm-hmm. And really something else that happened, big change, is all of the platforms that we got put on this year. Like we said, Podbean has been awesome, but like getting on Spotify was
getting
huge
accepted
for us.
To Spotify. Cause I remember looking up articles like, how can you get on Spotify? Like how difficult is it? And I think it's a lot easier now than it was back when we got on it, because they were rebooting their whole system. They had just gotten podcasts, and I was like, we should definitely aim to get on Spotify, because I listen to all my music on Spotify. So I was like, yeah, we should definitely do that. And when I got the acceptance letter, that was just so cool. Mm-hmm. And then before we knew it, we were everywhere. And that was super cool. We're not on SoundCloud, though. That's like a big podcast output area. A lot of people host through that, but... I love Podbean.
Yeah, me too.
But we're not on SoundCloud.
That's like all of our changes. We've gone through a lot.
Yeah, ourselves, the podcast, as Army. Yeah. All the changes.
So much, but like mostly good things. Like I'm really happy with where we're at right now with this year and like with this podcast.
Me too.
So we just want to like recap some other things, like our sayings, maybe some episodes that we thought about but never did.
Yeah, some of our favorite episodes and like moments from the episodes. Mm-hmm. So a couple things that we've like have just grown to say throughout this podcast. One of them is we want the K-drama.
Where the fuck is Jin's K-drama?
We need Jin to have a K-drama. All these armies who are making fake news about Jin being in a K-drama, like, don't joke.
Yeah.
That shit hurts.
Yeah.
I need that K-drama.
What was that one like a few weeks ago? Like, Kim Seokjin is to star in a K-drama
like
called Prince Charm.
Yeah.
It was called Prince Charming. And before I realized it was fake.
We should have known that was fake news.
I fucking flipped out because we call him Prince Charming. God. Okay, also, Bethany and her cliches.
Go big or go home.
Go big or go home. Or you say buckle up, too.
Do I really?
In preparation for this episode, we were both going back and listening to old ones. Mm-hmm. And, like, you, like,
no,
two,
I didn't.
Two
no.
different episodes that I listened to, you were like, it's going to be a ride, so buckle up.
I'm telling you, I don't really think I say cliches in person. Like, I really don't think I do that. It's just when the microphone's in front of me, it comes out.
Sure.
Another thing that we say a lot is for sure.
For sure.
Oh, for sure. Like, anytime we're agreeing, I think we just get sick of saying, yeah. For sure.
Obviously, iconic.
Always. Everything's iconic.
Every single episode we say iconic.
Everything BTS does is iconic.
Accurate.
Another thing that I used to do a fair amount, I haven't done it in a while, it's just another agreement thing where you would say something, but like, yes, yes, yes. Like, yes, yes, yes.
Yes, yes, yes. Really excitedly. Another thing, of course, Jimin is a demon, or saying Park motherfucking Jimin. God.
Yeah. Another thing that I say a fair amount is captivated. Yes. I love that because he is captivating.
Oh. And also content couch Jin.
Yeah, that was the best. Yeah. That was in the midst of the episode. We had no idea what it was going to be titled. It was just like... Content Couch Jin, because that's what he is.
If you guys notice, sometimes...
Epiphany.
Sometimes our episode titles are, like, descriptive of what the episode is.
Yeah.
And other times, they're just, like, really funny. Like, Blessed by Holy Water, Content Couch Jin. Just, like, it just comes up in the episode. I think around the time when we were recording, I think the day we were researching for the tier review episode, we were talking about We Want the K-Drama and Yes, Yes, Yes. And we were like, what if we ever do merch? We would like put that on merch.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Bitch.
That was iconic. Not on purpose. I'm so serious. I must say it a lot.
For sure.
Wow. Yeah, it would be really good merch. So some episodes that we've thought about doing, but we never did, mm-hmm. there's been a bunch of them, yeah. and I wish we would have kept track of them, but we haven't.
Mm-hmm. We always said that we would have, like, an Excel sheet or something. Mm-hmm. Never made it.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a goal. But one of the episodes we talked about a fair amount was doing a forehead episode. And yeah. to this day, we still find the forehead to be so impactful. But we just need to, like, figure out how we're going to make that an episode.
How can we talk about their foreheads for an hour?
I mean, we could just talk about, like, our favorite
forehead moments.
But yeah, that's something we've always wanted to do, mm-hmm. is foreheads. Another idea we had was BTS rumors or scandals.
Yeah.
But we decided to scratch that because we didn't want to, like, spread false information.
Yeah.
Because it's rumors.
Yeah, and scandals.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Like, and there was really one YouTube video with, like, 10 rumors / scandals, and that was it. And, mm-hmm. like, they weren't really of substance. It was just,
yeah.
like, and, yeah.
It's gossipy. It's, like, tabloid shit.
Yeah. And it was just, like, it was a really quick, like, oh, maybe we should do this. And then quickly we were, like, no.
No, we're not going to do that. Yeah. yeah. But it was something we'd thought of.
Mm-hmm.
But BTS producers, that's for sure something I want to do. God, I do say for sure a lot. But I definitely want to do that because I don't know much about Adora or Slow Rabbit or P-Dawg or Supreme Boy.
Yeah.
And whoever else is involved. I'm sure there's, like, even more people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We also used to talk about, like, because we've done an episode for every member, uh-huh. Namjoon was our first member episode.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was our second episode because we were like, if we're gonna do the members, we gotta start
with Namjoon.
Mm-hmm.
But that was, like, awful sound quality. We weren't, like, we didn't have a good process for research.
We were,
like,
such new armies.
Such new, like, didn't mm-hmm. know how to find information.
Yeah.
And
didn't know how to fully appreciate him.
No.
Yeah.
And so we always talked about redoing his episode to, yeah. like, really, I don't even remember. I mean, I remember, like, talking about his underground rapping stuff, but, like, now we could, like, talk about his rap style, Mono, like, mm-hmm. so much more.
I feel like Mono was kind of us making up for it a little bit. We really researched hard for Mono, and we really absorbed Mono, and really just wanted to give Namjoon the appreciation he deserves for that. And so we really just gave it the time and looked at the details of it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. but I still think we could definitely do an Our Leader Part 2.
For sure.
Yeah.
Or Our Angel. Our Hope, Our Angel.
J-Hope's episode, we titled it Our Hope, Our Angel Part 1.
Yeah.
Because in the episode, we're like, we just love him so much. We have so much to talk about. We could talk about him for another hour. Uh-huh. Like, we should do a Part 2.
Yeah.
We also said it a million times. We never did Burn the Stage, the YouTube series.
But we did the movie.
We did the movie.
Thank God that came out.
God, because how would we ever go back to
my
talk
YouTube
about
subscription
them?
Is done. My Red YouTube or whatever.
And then we've also never talked about Bon Voyage.
No.
Not even, like, a segment. We've talked about, like, moments in, like, a ship series or mm-hmm. whatever.
But we've never talked about summer packages either.
No. Like, mm-hmm. we just, I mean, it's
or even,
hard.
Or even just, like, Bangtan Bombs.
Yeah.
yeah.
I mean, we can't.
We barely even touched on Run.
We just don't have time.
Yeah. Again, we always get, like, family members and friends say, they're always saying, how can you talk that much about a band?
It's like,
we don't have enough time. Like, really, there's too much content to even cover.
Endless topics.
Yeah, really.
So, speaking of topics, let's mm-hmm. talk about some of our favorite moments or episodes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think for both of us,
yeah.
maybe our favorite episode is being an ARMY.
Yeah, definitely.
Which,
and a lot of our listeners, that's a popular one where we tend to get feedback and people say that they really connected with it because we just shared all the stories of listeners
yeah.
who are ARMY, and it was so neat and different.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it was special too. We literally just put out like feelers on Instagram and Twitter, and we were like, email us, like tell us what your experience with being an army is. And it was just really cool to hear about everybody's different experiences.
Yeah.
Like no matter where they are, their age, like we had such a wide variety of ages and locations in the world. Mm-hmm. And it was just incredible.
All sorts of different people.
Yeah.
And I really am so excited because I feel that we will do this again.
Yeah.
Definitely. For sure in 2019, we will do another Being an Army episode because we have so many more listeners now. I mean, just different armies to even share their stories. Mm-hmm. And I think it's neat to be able to
do that,
to share it through the podcast.
I think ever since we did that one, we wanted to do another one.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we love hearing your guys' stories and we love hearing from you and just like what you have to say because that's
whenever
like,
we get someone who like recently discovered the podcast, I love when they email us or just tweet at us or DM us. They're just like, hey, just discovered your podcast. I fell in love with BTS because blah, 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 or been here since whatever era. It's just so fun to read. Like, who's your bias?
Yes.
Like,
it's the best thing in the world.
Yeah.
Obviously, we also love the Ship series. Mm-hmm. That's huge. And
that's my baby. Yeah. I love the Ship series.
We are so, so proud of, like, the Ship series and Fanfic Files.
That's our, those are definitely our two most popular series. Yeah. I guess there's only a couple of series, but those two, we get so much feedback on those two series.
Well, they're really fun, and I think that the way that we put together the Ship series, the format of it is just so creative and well done and just fun to do together. Mm-hmm. So those
ones are, because you get to look at the ship romantically and you also get to look at them just as friends.
Yeah.
And it's just so fun to look at them that way and just, you know,
it's like an investigation.
Yeah, and you just get to understand the dynamic of those members because every dynamic is different with each each pair, really.
And through the Ship series, I feel like
it's like discovering a new member, like a new personality.
Yes.
Like you, oh, this is Yoonmin. That's Taecook,
Vimin, Namsok, fucking Namsok, Rotimi. God, I love them.
Yes.
I just feel like it has helped us understand BTS's inner dynamic even more.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're investigating two members at one time, but like, when we're done with the Ship series, when we've done every ship, like, we will have looked at every single relationship in BTS.
Yeah.
Like, each member with every member, and I just think that's so cool. Like, such a cool concept.
It's just different to analyze that. It's just analyzing and looking at the relationship between these two people. It's so different.
Yeah.
So, one of the episodes that we both went back and listened to was the Would You Rather episode. And we replayed it. None of mine changed.
One of mine changed.
A couple of mine changed. Oh, crap. I can't remember.
One of mine that changed was, would you rather have a steamy shower with Jungkook or soak in the tub with Taeyong?
Uh-huh.
I don't even really like baths, but I chose Taeyong because I was not into Jungkook at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But now, for sure, I love a steamy shower, okay? Mm-hmm. And with Jungkook,
when he turned 21, I just changed your mind.
Changed the world.
But something that's kind of been a reoccurring theme that happened in the Would You Rather episode, which we've talked about before, is Taeyong being a furry.
Oh, yeah.
Or how, like, people think that Taeyong is a furry or has a foot fetish or just weird shit.
Which is fitting for you because you're in a... You like a lot of weird shit.
Thank you for sharing that with people. Okay.
Okay, well, like armpit hair kink. Let's talk about all of your kinks from this year.
Oh, that's too many.
Okay, well, let's, you know.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, yeah, Taeyong, a furry. Also, I don't know what episode that was, but remember that furry story that I told you?
Oh, yeah, that's where it began.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was, you went to Florida or something?
Yeah, we were there with my family visiting my brother, and, like, we saw a furry at, like, this, like, wildcat, like,
sanctuary.
Uh-huh. Yeah, like, this guy dressed up in this, like, wolf mascot costume that had, like, like glowing blue fingernails, and just my brother and I, we know what furries are, but like my dad, no idea, and he was just like, what the fuck, like, you know. And it's just,
what is this thing?
It's, you know, do you express yourself how you want to, but it was hilarious seeing my over 50 dad not understand something.
Yeah.
So
Another episode that was just so fun was They Call Me Idol.
Oh, yes.
That's where we were together and we researched by watching the music video 7 times and focusing on just one member each time. Mm-hmm. And for that episode, we not only covered thoroughly that whole music video, like all the symbolism in it and the meaning behind all of the different objects
the
used.
The rabbit and the moon.
Yeah, like, the choreography, yeah. All sorts of everything. And so when we got to that second part of the episode, it just turned so fangirly because we're like, all right, we're just going to go through the music video 7 times and we're going to talk about each member individually.
And it was amazing.
It was the best.
We had to do it that way. That video is so much.
They all are just outstanding in it.
But something that is just so special with this podcast, which would not have come around if we hadn't done it, was just the bonds that we formed through everybody who listens, who interacts with us, who reaches out via email, Instagram, Twitter, who DMs us. Like, people, if you interact with us every day or if you like something of ours, chances are we're going to follow you back. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk with you and, like, mm-hmm. hang out with you and get to know you.
Yeah, definitely.
That's, like, one of my favorite things mm-hmm. about Twitter is, like, if someone comments on something and I see that I'm not following them, then I follow them back because I want to fucking talk to you.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's the best part of our day when, like,
our people on Instagram, I like follow their personal Instagrams. I'm like liking, yes, standing BTS,
liked, standing BTS liked your Mother's Day picture or whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like, it's just like when you guys tweet something at us, like a Taeyong fan cam or like something with Hoseok or whatever, like, yeah, that's the best part of my day. Like, yeah, when somebody's like, you know who would love this? Kayla and Bethany.
Uh-huh.
It's like so thoughtful and mm-hmm. wonderful, and then I get to talk with you and whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, you guys make it so fucking amazing.
Yeah. So one of the things that came from these interactions is actual, like, really close friends.
Real friendships.
We really think are true friends. And yeah, so we got a couple packages mm-hmm. from
people who, like, we feel close to,
yeah,
now.
Yeah, like friends. Yeah. So Diane was the first one to
Diane.
Say, we love you. Oh.
Like, Diane was
our soccer mom.
Our soccer mom. She has 2 young daughters, and she first reached out to us to tell us that she listens to our episode, or she listened to our episodes, like, at soccer practice.
Uh-huh.
And we just thought that was so cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Diane is just a wonderful woman. It's just so thoughtful and kind. Anytime we get to talk to her, it's
an amazing
awesome.
Army.
An amazing
really.
Army.
Yeah.
Just really caring. Uh-huh. And she wanted to send us something, and she sent us this huge box full of, like, Canadian goodies.
Really?
She lives in Canada.
It was so cutely wrapped. I can't get over how beautifully everything was wrapped.
Everything in the box was individually wrapped with, like, mm-hmm. its own bag or, like, its own tissue paper, and everything was red and white, and,
yeah,
like, oh, the beautiful bottle of maple syrup.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and then all of, like, these Canadian snacks, the ketchup chips.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, those changed your life.
They did change my life. They really did.
We also,
I need them. Why aren't they here?
America, get with it.
Really? Seriously. Anyways, another package we got was from Grace,
yes,
who we just love and adore so much. And you really talk to her a lot on,
yeah,
on Twitter, because she's, yeah, mostly on Twitter. But she's like this crazy intense V-Hope shipper, and I love it.
Love it.
I just never really looked at V-Hope that way, but, like, man, V-Hope is so prevalent in,
ooh,
my fanfic. Like,
yes,
I just love them. So I'm on board with that shit. But she sent us all these different Korean snacks mm-hmm. that we see BTS eat in, like, Bangtan Bombs and just behind-the-scenes stuff, Burn the Sage even, and she, like, told us where we could find some of these snacks, and we made an episode out of it.
Eating BTS.
Yeah. And that was just such a unique, different episode, too. It was so out of norm for us.
Mm-hmm.
And what was really neat about that episode is we actually had a listener who loved it so much that she went out and found those snacks and tried them for herself.
Oh my God, that's so cool. Yeah.
And she like DM'd us like, hey, I tried this snack. This is my favorite. I forgot. Awesome. I think she liked the banana cakes.
God, but I miss those corn chips.
I need the banana cakes.
I need those corn chips. Those are the best things I've ever had. You know who we have to talk about?
Mm-hmm.
Dakota.
Dakota.
So Dakota is so special because we got to meet up with her in Texas when mm-hmm. we went to the BTS concert in Fort Worth. She went on Saturday and we went on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So on Saturday, we went to scope out the convention center.
Yeah.
And we waited for her for like 2 hours outside while she was inside in this ridiculous merch line.
Yeah.
And she actually ended up buying an army bomb
for
us.
My sister.
Yeah, for your sister.
God.
Incredible.
Can't ever pay her back.
No.
And she keeps giving too. Yeah. And we're like, what are we doing?
And then shortly after, like this past summer, her and her husband, now they got married, and then for kind of like their honeymoon they came to Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
And so her and her husband and Jordan and I got to go have dinner with them, and I took her to the Korean Gifts and Video, and like we bought like BTS stuff together.
So fun.
We like hung out for like a few hours after that and watched uh-huh. videos, and it was just awesome. And now we like talk every day.
We have a group chat.
We have a group chat. Like truly have become like close friends with somebody through this podcast, and it's just so cool.
But so since we become such good friends, she sent us both like individual Christmas packages.
Yes.
And guys, this is too kind, like undeserving.
Yeah.
She got us both these BTS jackets. Mm-hmm. Mine says V, yours says
Jimin.
She got us multiple albums so we could have like the photo shoots. Mm-hmm.
The full sets of her, I have that now. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just
those concept photos are just. And she just, like, went out of her way, too, to be like, hey, which albums do you not have? Which are your favorite concept photos from this era or from this, mm-hmm. you know, album? And it was just too sweet. And she sent us all sorts of photo cards and face cards. Yeah. And, I mean, phone cases.
We just
cases,
couldn't believe it. Like, we were like, what the hell?
It's just, like, the best, really, Christmas present. So.
Yeah. So we have to talk about, like, Diane, Grace, Dakota. Thank you guys. You guys are amazing. No matter how much we get to talk, like, we love you, and we are so appreciative towards your extra love that you sent us this year.
So next, we want to mention and give a shout-out to our patrons.
Yes.
So we need to give a shout-out to Angel, Annie, Eileen, Crystal, Michelle, Naomi, and Robert. You guys are all fantastic. I cannot believe that you give to us monthly.
Seriously.
Like, I hope you're enjoying the additional content.
Yes. But we promise to put out more soon. Thank you guys for supporting us. Yeah. It means the world to us that you feel that you like us enough that you want to give us money. Like, that's really crazy.
Incredible. Yeah, incredible. So thank you. We cannot thank you enough, really.
Yeah.
So we also want to give out a shout out to some people we like interact with on like Gmail and Instagram and Twitter. So on Gmail especially, I need to give a shout out to Emily. She's actually the beta for my upcoming fanfic, which is taking forever, and I haven't worked on it because I've been bad. but she's been super cool to talk to. Lana from Seoul, South Korea, she's been amazing to talk to. Danny, Artemis, Jayla.
Oh, Artemis.
Artemis, she's so insightful.
Yeah.
Jayla, Charlotte, Rebecca, Blake, Tiffany, all of you, like, guys, super cool to just talk to you and, like, send thought-provoking emails back and forth to each other. But then also on Instagram, Vanessa, like, Vanessa, I talk to you, like, daily on there. Kimmy, you too, Renee, Fran, Ellen Estar, O2, Melon and Witch, CC28, Chim Chim Slims Jims. No, Chim Chim Slims Jims.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Stop It, Brianna, Caroline, BTS Bontan 101, Ising 0411, Naomi, and Chavala.
Yeah. And then I have to shout out some people that I get to talk to every day on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And again, guys, we're doing this just because we never get to shout you guys out.
No, never.
And if you want to be one of these people that we're listing, then just, like, interact with us. Because then we get to feel like we know you and we're friends with you and we get to talk to you. So on Twitter, I have to shout out Sunshine and Smiles. You're amazing. Wonderful. Destiny. BT13. Shazlana. Caroline. Alexandra Miminis, Nathan Christ, Funky Town Angel, Milky, Tay 2Age, Suga X Hess, Girl with Her Nose in the Book, super cute, BTS Gimme, Olivia Hillings, Cleo Chloe, Sissy, Tommy Bangtan, Army for Peace, Josephine C, Rodri, LMC, Alice, and Ty.
Ah, Ty, I love her. Yes.
So you guys, who we get to interact with most every day, every week, we love you. Thank you for being interactive with us. It's just the coolest part of having this podcast.
Yeah, really. Yeah. I mean, it's just a huge contributor to why we keep doing it.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah, because we know that you're there and we know that you appreciate it, which makes us be like, we love doing this for you.
Yeah. It's so neat to, like, meet other ARMYs and just learn about what we're all into and just share each other's thoughts and opinions. Mm-hmm. It's great. So we have some goals for 2019 to kind of conclude this episode.
Well, I can't believe it's already the end of our 50th episode.
Yeah.
We've done our year reflection, talked about all of the changes we've gone through, all of you amazing people.
We just hope to keep doing this next year. I mean, up until, you know, Christmas of next year.
Yeah.
And if this much has happened in this year, I'm so excited to see what happens in 2019. Mm-hmm. So excited to see what happens with BTS in 2019.
Yes.
So it's just going to be... It's going to be a roller coaster.
Okay, cliche, bitch.
Get rid of that. Anyways, we have some goals for 2019.
Yes.
Definitely for me, and I think for you too, just improving the editing and sound quality. Mm-hmm. We really, it's a big part of podcasts is making it enjoyable to listen to.
Yeah.
And that it's pleasant to your ears to hear us talk. And it's, so it's not just the content that's bringing you here. Like, it's soothing. Or
right. It's not annoying to listen to. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Another thing that goes along with that is having an editor. That's, like, a big reason why we have a PayPal and a Patreon. Because if we could make enough to pay someone to edit.
Just saving it up.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah. Then, you know, we would have the ability to record longer episodes just because of, like, the time limit that the time that it takes to research and record and edit is a lot.
And upload even takes
and
a long
upload,
time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, like, we have to put a time limit on every episode just so we have enough time to edit and it's not too overwhelming.
For our sanity.
Yeah, for our sanity. Like, even now, this one is a little long.
Yeah. But it's one track.
Yeah.
That's a huge benefit of being together.
It's hard when we're apart. Two tracks makes it harder to
this
edit.
This whole next year, we're going to be apart.
Man.
Oh, my God. Don't make me cry.
I know. It's so. We got through this whole thing without crying.
Yeah.
Wow, amazing. Okay. So really, if we had an editor, that would make it possible for us to spend more time with research, have better research, and have longer episodes because we're not the ones editing. And then we'd really be able to add other things to episodes that we've wanted to. Like, we used to really want to do, like, BTS news updates at the beginning, but we just don't really have time.
Yeah.
We
used to talk about, like, our personal lives a little bit more, like, what's going on with us, and we don't really talk about that anymore because it's taking up from the episode time.
Yeah.
And because we're like, well, gotta stay in that 60-minute limit because otherwise we're gonna be editing for
Ever.
5 hours, whatever.
Yeah.
But then,
like, really... just, like, fun tangents, like, those are... And just not feeling rushed.
Not feeling rushed.
Yeah.
There are some episodes where we are just, like, both eyeing... I mean, even this episode, we're, like, eyeing it, and it's just habit, because it's, like, we got to stay in that 60-minute time frame, because we want to be courteous to the other person, too, because... We switch every week for editing.
Who edits, And, like, it does just take, like... You add an extra 15 minutes, that's an extra 45 minutes of editing.
Yeah.
Like, easily. So it's just, it's a lot.
And guys, like, even though it's a lot, we do it because we love doing this.
Yeah,
like,
we're
we're, like, bitching, but really, we do love doing this. We're just saying, if we had an editor, it would be, like, super awesome. Like, it would be such a relief off our shoulders.
And we could talk about news, and then, like...
I really want to go in more tangents, because I felt like that was some of the, like, the fun ARMY, like, random content that just kind of comes with standing BTS.
Yeah. Also, just, like, I've always wanted to add, like, to the end of an episode, reading some listener emails, because most weeks we get, like, an email or two.
Uh-huh.
And if it became a thing that we, like, read listener emails, I'm sure more people would reach out with their responses or, like, what they thought about an episode or whatever. And it would just be nice to hear that and for everybody else who's listening to hear what other people are thinking. So that could be, that's a goal for 2019 is to find some more time. And also just like more, I guess, along that vein, listener involvement and interactions. Like
another thing we want to do is have guests.
We had Brittany on one time. But we'd like to have, if like somebody feels like, oh, they're an expert on like this type of this theory or whatever, like either guests on the podcast, we actually hear you talk and you talked with us, or like an email or, you know, whatever. But it's just be nice to get other people's feedback and other people's aspect, because we're not experts, and we just find
we
what
had
we
a
can.
Listener who had a whole dissertation on just like BTS visuals and music videos. Like she did this huge long paper on just blood, sweat, and tears behind, you know, just going into the visual quality and how that all plays into effect. I know nothing about that. It'd be so cool to just have someone just guest on the podcast who has a lot to say about it.
We had somebody email us after the Eutheria. They emailed us a big, huge fucking email.
Like, I mean, charts. Like, this typical theory person. But, like, I love it because it's just a whole aspect of BTS. Like, that is, there are those stans who are, like, really into theories. And I love it. And she just had all these documents and, like, charts and webs. And I was like, wow, this is... this is incredible, and that she did all of this, and a lot of it, like, made a lot of sense, and...
So if you have something like that, reach out to us. Like, really, anything goes. Anything you want to tell us about BTS and you or whatever, let us know.
We just gotta figure out how to call in people. That's, like, something we need to grow and learn how to do. So,
Wow. This episode is... coming to a close. This was our 50th episode, our reflection
of 2018,
all the episodes before this. Thank you guys for listening and for being here and
supporting us.
We hope
standing BTS with us.
Fangirling every week. Just supporting us and you know, just being the most incredible people on the earth. So as always, if you liked this episode and if you've liked any of our other episodes, we would super love and appreciate if you would rate and review us on iTunes, if you would support us on Patreon or on PayPal, if you would spread the word about us. Just anything that you could do is just amazing. You can email us on our Gmail. You can follow us on Instagram and Twitter and tweet at us and comment on our posts and DM us and whatever. We want to hear from you. Of course, you can find links for our social media and our Patreon and PayPal in the description.
Thanks for listening, and thanks for standing BTS.
Hey everybody, it's Barry from the What Podcast.
Hey, it's Russ.
Hey, it's Brian, and we are giving away two tickets to Bonnaroo 2024. These are GA Plus, and they include camping. Russ, how do people get qualified?
We want to hear your top artists to play on the Bonnaroo 2024 lineup.
Call 423-667-7877 and tell us who we should check out. It's the What Podcast. Thanks.